This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Amir. You may know me from College Humor or from the third Harold and Kumar.
Yes.
And now you're listening to my podcast. I am so gassed to give advice on all that you've asked. And if at points you think I've been crass, take it up with me on Thursday last. On Thursday last, this is her wit. Maybe you're thinking that you might kiss someone who you think could make a fuss, and then they won't be able to trust. You are the fans who make us both a part of your plans. You wear us like an old pair of Vans. We hope that we've been able to transform all your lives. And though this counts as only advice, maybe it's made some of you think twice. Every email's a roll of the dice. Write to us soon. We can't promise we'll find a way through. After all, we are just two Jew-dudes. Still, it's fun to think, what would we do? What would I do if I were you?
Nice. Oh, he's coming back in with another verse.
No, okay, no.
We should do one episode that's a 48-minute song.
God, if somebody's willing. I will dance for 48 minutes.
That was long, and we started it like 30 seconds in.
Yeah.
He had an intro.
Yeah.
The song had an intro longer than most of our podcasts.
You low-key almost didn't play it.
I waited and waited, and then I'm like, I'm out. And then you're like, no, give it a chance.
Yeah.
And now I'm not even going to say who wrote it because I don't want to give it that much of a chance. All right, fine, I will.
Please.
Actually, not only did I give him a second chance, but his first email didn't include the song.
Really?
I had to reply and say he didn't attach anything. So this guy did a lot for the song, but the bare minimum elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's true.
He wrote, Matthew Pope, heard your call for submissions. Please check out my latest Hope You Like. Sorry the track's so long, but I felt the intro was necessary.
Yeah, I love that.
Shit.
You cut it.
I disagree. I disagree with that.
Well, the intro was necessary.
The greatest songs start like instantly. Yeah, my girlfriend. Doesn't that start like instantly? Like second frame one.
That's
there's no like my friend's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Instantly. A song that's like you hit play and then it's like I can't think of a third example.
Right.
But you guys know what I'm talking about.
Totally.
Yeah, I can't think of another example. What's another, when you press play and then it's like, there's another Offspring song that goes, you press play and it goes, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
So maybe Offspring just likes that.
Right. They're just good like that.
If you could plug my YouTube channel, Matt Pope, on which I post all my music stuff, including J&A theme tunes, that would be sick.
Tight. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt Pope.
Yeah. Big ups to Pope.
A few cool things about this episode. One, we're in studio again.
Of course.
So we're awesome. In the same room.
Yeah. It's fun to be here together.
We're constantly shifting. Sometimes it's Zoom. Sometimes it's room. Sometimes it's two different studios.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have yet to do a me and you in the New York studio.
That's what I want to do.
That's
That'll be my favorite permutation, but this one's my second favorite.
We've also never done one outdoors.
Oh, that's true. The closest we did was the Dublin Comedy Festival, which was a tent.
Tented episode.
It was outdoors adjacent. That was one of my favorite shows we've ever done, I believe.
So if you're listening to this, you can also watch a pretty high quality, if all goes well, version of this podcast on our YouTube channel.
Right, which is?
It's like youtube.com/ifiwereyou or ifiwereyoushow or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a Google search away.
Right.
They got
a YouTube search. Yeah.
And then also, I don't have my computer. It's just my phone right now.
Amazing.
Because we solicited
Instagram questions.
Instagram questions. So I can't even access them on the internet.
Folks, if you're not following at Jake and Amir on Instagram, is it at Jake and Amir or is it at Jake dot and dot Amir?
Yes, it's Jake dot and dot Amir on Instagram.
We couldn't get Jake and Amir just straight up.
No, it was poached on the day.
Right.
By Matthew Pope, actually.
I wonder. He stole it. DM that guy?
The guy that owns the regular Jake and Amir channel? I think they're holding it hostage, though.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
But we got some pretty good questions from y'all, and let's try to dive right into it. A lightning round, not unlike last week where we asked for questions on Twitter. This is the Instagram version of If I Were You, the only advice pod on the internet hosted by us.
Woo!
I'm Amir.
I'm Jake. I'm also about to DM the Instagram user at Jake and Amir, which is just, they have two photos, two very old photos of us.
Yeah. They don't need it.
They follow me.
They do follow you.
Yeah.
You think
their last post was 2013.
You think they're checking that DM though?
Maybe.
I'm worried that they're not checking.
Probably not.
Because it's an 8-year-old Instagram account.
Right.
Did you see that I'm trying to sell my Instagram?
I did see that. I didn't feel like you were sincere in that regard, but
yeah.
You are.
Yeah. A lot of Iranian/Persian fellows just follow me because they're friends with an Amir and they search Amir and then they just click follow.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, what if one of them is hella loaded,
right?
Hecka loaded, actually.
Yeah.
And then they offer me big bucks for the account at Amir, or maybe there's a company called Amir.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we really want that. Wow. What
so
a
you're
great
just posting
URL.
It. For, you should put that in your bio.
Selling
this
the name.
This handle is for sale. DM me.
Yeah. And I keep changing the price. I think the last one I just said was $20,000.
And you would actually do that, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yeah. Because then I'd have 20 grand, and then I just wouldn't use Instagram anymore.
You wouldn't use Instagram anymore?
Or I'd just use the Jake and Amir account or something.
Right, there it is.
Yeah, because Instagram is sort of dying anyway.
Yeah.
I feel like now is my time to sell a little bit higher than it will be before it completely becomes just like a TikTok.
That's cool.
Okay, do we get any questions that you like?
Yeah. Matthew Lucente says, Jake, how does it feel constantly having all that dead weight that is Amir?
Interesting.
Do you want to take that one or should I...
I think he's just sort of trying to separate slash antagonize, create a rift in us, but our bond is too strong. There's no way you would ever even justify that with a response. But let's hear what you have to say in a goofy fashion.
Yeah. It's weighed on
go
me for a long
time. It's weighed on you.
It's weighed on me for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, go fuck yourself. Or you can. You can be like, this is what I think about that.
Right.
Actually, there's two answers.
Yeah, for those listening,
I'm here to take his dick out.
Oh God, that's good stuff. All right, when will Ben join the pod again?
Should we FaceTime him? Maybe we can get him on like video.
Let's try. He's gonna instantly hang out.
There's no way. Yeah. There is no way he continues it.
FaceTime it. FaceTime him. You'll instantly hang up.
He loves a good instant hang up.
Yeah. No one does an instant hang up better than Ben Schwartz.
All right, here we go.
You might not even answer, right?
That's good.
Yeah. So we are, for those at home, we're FaceTiming. You can hear the...
Yeah, he's unavailable. But that's just so you know, we were dangerously close. Who asked that question?
That's a great question. It was the Jack Thrasher.
Okay.
So know that we're always trying. We are listening to your suggestions.
He left us on red.
Fair enough.
And it made us feel blue.
Taylor 5413 says, "Can you guys make Cheryl 4?"
Interesting.
I didn't even know we made Cheryl 3.
Did we? I don't think we did.
I thought we only did 2.
Well, this person's thinking ahead. So it's the Allison Williams, Jake and Amir episodes. Mm-hmm. We definitely made one and two.
Yeah, definitely made one and two. I don't think we made three.
I really don't think we're going to make four then. We'd have to get Allison for two.
Yeah.
FaceTime her. We just constantly FaceTime people who don't pick up.
I'm gonna see if we made three. Jake and Amir, Cheryl, part three. No, it was only oh, yeah, no, double date. Yeah, yeah, no, we did not do a That's part fair. Three.
No, yeah.
But I love the idea.
What did your, this is a good question, Modern Base Paul. What did your hometown Blockbuster turn into after they closed?
Oh, interesting fact. My hometown did not have a Blockbuster. We had a non-chain called Best Video, incredible store, and it's still there today.
Wow. VHS, DVDs?
VHS, DVDs. I think they rent rare movies and DVDs now, or like foreign like things you can't find on streaming,
smut.
Or maybe just like it's fun.
It's
no,
smut.
They're also a travel agency, which is like another bad
dying,
pivot.
Dying things in a Radio Shack
and a coffee place, and they do like open mics. So I think it's kind of like a little artist hub,
an all in one.
There was also a Tommy K's video, which became Tommy's Tanning, a tanning salon.
That's good.
That's when at least you can't, that can't go home.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just like download a tan.
Right. So our strip mall next to our house growing up was, it was a Barnes & Noble, mm-hmm. which is now a CVS.
Right.
It was a Blockbuster, which became a Chase Bank. And it was a Gelson's, which is now an Amazon Fresh.
Really?
Yeah.
Goddamn.
So that's the current modern dystopia that we're
this
living
world
in.
Sucks.
Yeah, no bookstores. Actually, I just saw Barnes & Noble in Burbank.
Really?
I almost had to pop in. Yeah. That was like a thing before you were like 18, but after 16, when you were driving places, we would just drive to Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Like it was like one of the few, you can like look at magazines and stuff like that.
Yeah, Barnes & Noble is a fun place to walk around in. They still have them in New York. They're still the one in Union Square.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great. That's nice that there's four Barnes & Noble left. Mm. Is it wrong to become Lord of the Dance, says Sidewinder Sean.
What does that mean?
Not sure.
Okay.
Hey, Jake, would you let Amir wear your hat for the rest of the pod, says Bonge Waffles.
Absolutely not. Yeah, no way. couple different factors going into that decision. One, I haven't showered since yesterday. I took a shower at the gym. Shout out to Equinox. Shout out to my jacked body. And then I didn't like brush or comb the hair. So it's like kind of a little nest right now.
Sort of what my hair looks like.
No, your hair looks fine.
I showered recently and I didn't comb
really?
It.
Really? You didn't comb anything. It?
No, just
you don't. But I guess you have more, like my hair is wavy. So if I don't comb it a certain way, it dries.
My hair is stringy because it's turning gray. And I guess gray hair is drier.
Interesting.
Brown.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. That's why when you see like gray hair that's like Doc Brown style, you wouldn't see that like as a brown hair.
Right. You wouldn't see that like wave, like falling down in waves. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Cool.
And what's the third reason?
Your hair is greasy, unkempt. You have lice and maggots.
And mice.
Lice and mice.
And everything nice. What is your favorite? M.M. Holler asks, what's your favorite Amir pen name during the scroll episodes? Top 10 this to whatever by...
Amir Rodrigo O.
I don't even know if there's an Amir in there. I think it's just Rodrigo O.
Yeah, yeah, okay, then it's that one.
Rodrigo O.
Oh! Amir Valerie Blumenfeld is also just like a classic, but I don't know if I can even think of the other ones.
Amir Valerie Hurwitz at
one
point.
Yeah.
And you go, no. And I go, oh, yeah.
That's good, too. They're all gold to me.
I've stolen your name. Rachel Lombach asks, what are you guys being for Halloween this year?
That's a good question. I do need to come up with a costume. I'm thinking about pivoting back to cat.
Mm.
A lot of folks know that I was a black cat for 9 years in a row.
Yeah.
Ended up kind of being a performance art piece. Life is
statement.
Art. Yeah. A cat
so like
has
holding
nine
a cat
lives.
To society.
You know? Then after that, I was a lion. And this year, I don't know what I'm going to be. And I think I might go back to cat. I'm going to go to a party. Are you going to go to a party?
No, probably not.
Is that more because of like a COVID thing or because of like being an old thing?
It's sort of a combination of like, I don't want to go to like a crowded bar party because of COVID dangers. Plus, I wouldn't necessarily have a lot of fun there anymore.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Interesting. So it's not worth the risk to you.
Risk plus reward. Mm-hmm. It's more risky than a rewardful experience.
Interesting.
Is your party like a house party at a friend's or like pay $75 and this place is open bar?
House party at a friend's to a bar party.
A barty?
A barty, yeah.
So you need a costume.
I do need a costume.
That's another barrier to entry. I don't know what
you need much though for a costume.
You'd have to
just wear your tennis outfit and hold your racket. Your Andre Agassi. Yeah. That's perfect.
I need a wig. Actually, last year, maybe a year before, I bought a Messi jersey.
Oh, that's right. Messi. That's right. You could do that again.
All right, one more and then we'll take a break.
We may have to buy a new jersey now that he's on PSG.
It's actually really expensive to buy a soccer jersey, I found out.
Football, yeah.
Yeah. It was like, I had to like go to a specialty store because they're not even everywhere. And then it's like, this one was like $140.
I'm
like,
you got the official one?
Yeah. I'm like, give me the one that doesn't say Messi on it, I guess. Yeah. A generic Barca jersey. Here's one that's interesting. Junior Mountie asks, have you seen each other's cocks?
I feel like we've gotten this question before, and I have seen your penis, I believe twice, maybe thrice.
Wow.
And it is nice. You have a hog, Blumenfeld. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Put her there, pal.
Yours is different.
Yeah. You can say
I saw yours this morning.
Yeah, that's right.
You were doing a quick change, or that's what you called it, but I think the pants got stuck in your thighs.
Right, yeah. I fell over.
You were hopping on one leg.
Right.
We could all see you.
Yeah, across the
window. You said, hold on, one second.
Yeah,
I said, and look then you away, fell on your dick.
I fell on my penis, yeah.
And you showed it to everyone. You said, is it usually this beet red? I really think I injured it. And we said, are you okay? And you said, I'm not sure if I am, but if I am okay, the show must go flying.
Interesting that we got this question today, given that that happened so recently.
Yeah, I can't remember seeing your D.
When we went skinny dipping in Florida.
I gave you the courtesy, the honor of staring at your eyes.
Yeah.
And you did me the disservice of sort of staring at my groin.
I'm surprised
groin.
You wouldn't have seen my penis. I feel like I peed in the car while you were in it.
Yeah, you've done a lot of Gatorade bottles.
Yeah.
But again, I wasn't...
you weren't peeping.
Staring.
As a Tom, as it were.
Do you still do that, the Gatorade bottle pee situation?
Yeah. Oh, my God. My sister, Sarah, who I gave... You know, I gave her my truck.
Uh-oh. Where's this going?
She was like... telling me last week.
I drank all the Gatorade in your trunk as an honorable thing to do.
She was like, I keep your Gatorade bottle in there because it like reminds me of you. I was like, wow, even though I like it doesn't smell like piss. And she was like you peed in that one? She thought that I just had it at the ready for like...
Just in case like a new bottle.
And I was like, no. I pee in it repeatedly and dump it out. She's like, you reuse them? I thought you just like peed in them
so
and
you have one that
threw
you
them
use
away.
A toilet of sorts.
And got a new Gatorade. Yeah, no, like that's just the bathroom.
That's the pee.
And I would eventually throw it out. But like, I mean, probably after
But not when
months.
Selling the car. Yeah.
I think each one probably held like 12 to 24 pisses.
Yeah. You would do it in front of Jill, right?
Yeah. I would have to.
No other option.
It's weird because like Jill would, we'd be driving and I'd have to pee and Jill would get annoyed that I needed to pull over and she would always be like, well, we're always going to be like half an hour later than we think because you have to pee twice.
That's right.
So then I'm peeing in a Gatorade bottle and she's just like grossed out. I'm like, which
one do you want?
It's not like.
We're not going to leave early or I'm not going to piss myself.
Well, it's like, yeah, we either have to pull over or I have to pee in the car. And I don't know which one you would rather. But it seems like she would rather me just be able to hold it, which is a non-starter.
That can't happen.
No.
Yeah. Although you have been sort of hacking your body recently and like checking off things that used to ail you, maybe that can be one of the things.
Yeah, it's definitely, that would not be a bad thing to look into. I just don't know if I want, like, if a doctor gives me medicine that I have to take for it, yeah. I'm not interested.
Or if it's like bad news, or it's like, oh, there's this weird thing on your bladder.
Right, we have to amputate your beet red penis.
You can't handle that. Mm-hmm. But you'd rather deal with the frequent urination.
It's not that big of a deal to me.
Da-da-da to me. all right, let's take a break, answer some more questions after these messages. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah, yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah. You put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I don't know if you guys know this, but life can be low-key stressful or anxious at times. I know, I was surprised too. I couldn't believe it, but I turned 40 and I'm like, you know what? Nothing is necessarily easy ever, and talking to a licensed therapist is actually the best way to navigate that. Because in high school, you learn like calculus, but then you don't really know what to do if you're sad. Like, they'll teach you geometry, but like, how do I act if my stomach hurts all the time because I'm really nervous about something and I can't quite pinpoint it? Well, you can finally figure that stuff out by talking to a licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is by using BetterHelp. You just sign on to their website, you fill out a questionnaire, and then you get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And it's entirely online, so you don't have to drive anywhere, wait in a waiting room, be in the room with someone. If that makes you a little scared or tentative, you can do it entirely online. So it's very convenient, flexible, and yes, affordable. Now more than ever. So let therapy be your map towards happiness with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/ifiwereyou today to get 10% off your first month. I mean, that sounds like a pretty good deal for mental health. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ifiwereyou. Support yourself while supporting the show, which is really supporting me. So I appreciate it. You'll appreciate it. Your friends and loved ones will appreciate it too. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ifiwereyou. Thanks, BetterHelp. Thank you to the podcast See the Thing Is for sponsoring this episode. A podcast hosted by Grammy Award-winning R&B artist Bridget Kelly and media personality Mandy B. Every week, Bridget and Mandy offer grown, honest, and slightly toxic perspectives on all things music, pop culture, and of course, love slash dating slash relationships. So, if you have a hard time finding new music, or perhaps you're a millennial that misses life in the early 2000s, or you're interested in multiple perspectives on relationships and dating, check them out. See, The Thing is a podcast that allows space for a wide range of thoughts and emotions. They got awesome guests like Big Frito, Remy Ma, Chloe Bailey, and Nao, and more. So, if you are in the market for a new podcast in your rotation, check them out. It's called See The Thing Is. And we're back.
Yo, yo.
So many questions this episode. We got to just plow through.
Yeah.
Besides your unsolicited of pissing in a Gatorade. Is like, I feel like
we already kind of did
discussed
that. It's already been covered.
I have a good one. Alex Sundin. Mm-hmm. Who's a guest that's been on your shows that you think forgot they did if I were you?
Jay Moore.
Oh, wow. You had that at the ready.
100% it's Jay Moore.
What about Yardley Smith, a.k.a. the voice of Lisa Simpson?
I guess maybe, yeah. I'm pretty positive that she forgot.
Yeah.
But also, I wonder how many podcasts she does. I know she like hosts her own podcasts.
I think she did a lot at that time to promote her show.
I see. So she definitely did forget.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew. We technically went on his show, but he forgot about us.
Yeah. Shane Dawson.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I, Justine.
No, she remembers.
She remembers.
Yeah, I think she remembers.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Early on.
Gabrus?
He's done it 9 times. I hope he didn't forget. Let me FaceTime him.
Yeah. Everyone's ignoring you. All right. Max Ferg asks, what was the most recent time you cried?
Wow. Probably when my dog was sick and I thought he was going to die.
Oh, wow. That is really recent. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It was like maybe 3 or 4 months ago. He had a cough for a week.
Yeah, the honk.
Yeah, he was basically honking like a goose nonstop. And it was like, he either has heart failure, dying, or has a cough.
And that's what they told you at the vet?
Not in that plain terms, but yeah, that was basically what it was narrowed down to. So it's like, we would take him to get an x-ray.
Wow.
And then it's like, we're waiting for the results of an x-ray.
So, and that x-ray was going to be like, it's heart failure or fine.
Yeah.
Terminal or fine.
Correct.
And that was when you cried.
Yeah. That whole week was like honking, stressful, crying.
Right. You were crying multiple times throughout that week?
Multiple times like distraught, and then like one time like it surfaced out where tears actually flowed out. Like, this is the end. And then he just stopped talking. I honestly think he was just probably just trying to get me to cry.
I'm so freaked out. When was the last time you cried before that?
Oh, I don't know. Probably when my dog
because you never
choked on a pear.
I don't think you ever cry.
Yeah, I mean, when people ask this question, there's like different like bars for crying. Like sometimes people get choked up at a movie and they're like, oh, I cried at that movie.
Yeah, right.
So there's like that, and then there's like actual bawling, like tears.
Yeah, yeah.
So depends on where your bar is set.
But yeah, the dog was bawling most tears.
The dog was, yeah, tears coming out.
Was it heaving? Was it like?
I like to think not, but I browned out
really?
For lack of sleep due to the honking dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you have a dog now. You'll feel it in 10 to 15 years.
There have been small things that have, like, crept up. Like, sometimes when I just think about how much I love him, I'm like, I can't imagine anything happening. And then, like, a small thought in my head is, like, people outlive their dogs.
Yeah.
And
if all goes well,
yeah,
you'll see your dog
well.
Die.
Yeah, yeah, that's not good for me.
Fortunately,
to know.
Humans live forever, mm-hmm. So we'll never have to say goodbye to anything more important than the dog.
Yeah, no, it's all so sad. It's all so hopeless, but it's nice to have a dog.
Yeah, it's good. The dog is so good that it's worth just being distraught when it
his
honks
joy
for a week.
Is so pure and
yes,
good.
Exactly.
Loves he loves fucking food and balls.
And that's it.
And seeing me, because I'm the guy that provides those things.
I'm the ball god.
Yeah. I'm treat machine. He knows me as the treat machine. And he treats me as such.
You're a dispenser to him.
Yeah. But goddamn, does he love a dispenser.
Call me Spencer, because I'm a snack dispenser.
And don't dis Spencer.
When was the last time you cried?
I cry all the time. I was at a wedding 2 weeks ago, cried during the sister's speech. I was at a funeral last week. I cried when my cousin read a letter to her grandmother.
Yeah, that'll get you.
That killed me.
That'll get you for sure.
I cried. I believe I cried watching Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness on my way here.
Okay. in your car.
I well up at fucking anything.
You're emotional.
Very. I think I've always been emotional, but I've gotten more. I didn't used to cry at a wedding. And last 2 weeks ago when we went to this wedding, I cried multiple times.
So you're getting more emotional.
Not like, oh, like my eyes are welling up. Not like heaving, but like the tears rolling down my cheeks and being like, Jesus Christ.
This is ridiculous.
And like chilling and like rubbing my knee because I'm just like, don't. Yeah. She read a poem and I'm just destroyed.
Was the poem any good?
Yeah, the poem was good. It was a segment of, I guess it was a short story, really, but like, you know, E.B. Cummings, This is New York.
Yeah, E.E. Cummings.
E.E. Cummings, sorry. Yeah, it was that.
It's interesting that there's tears, whether it's joy or sadness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they kind of feel the same. Because the joy tears are because you're recognizing how like beautiful and short life is, and how
sad
joy is. Yeah,
joy.
It's like I'm so happy, and it's so good to be this happy because you won't always be.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's always kind of sad.
It's always a little bittersweet. Yeah. And when you're sad, you're like, I'm sad, but it's good to cry because you're feeling something.
Yeah, you're not suppressing the emotion.
So yeah, sometimes I think there have been times in my life when I've like wanted to cry that I knew that crying would like help relieve some of like this tension and stress, but the tears wouldn't come. So when you do
kinda
get
like
them,
your burping situation.
Yeah, exactly. When they start to come, you just gotta let them. That's my unsolicited advice.
I've heard that. I need help naming a cat. He's dumb and looks like a mirror.
Shmuel.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Shmoo. Mm-hmm. Any shmoo based cat name works.
Do you have nicknames for Luke?
Yes.
What do you call him?
Sometimes I call him Ween or Weeno.
Weeno.
Sometimes I call him Sweeno or Sween. Sometimes I call him Sweeto or Kono if he's wearing a cone. Sweet O. Just O.
Yeah.
King Ween if he's like sitting on top of a lot of pillows.
So Ween is
Loose.
Kind of...
I'm not done. Loose or yeah. Lucy.
It's so funny how many nicknames animals have.
Yeah, they already have a fake name.
Right, they have a fake name.
Yeah.
I called Dingo Dinger Dingy Dingus.
That might as well be his name, though.
Yeah, you could easily. I never call him Dingo.
Yeah.
I guess sometimes when I really want him to come, I call him Dingo. But lately, I've also just been calling him Doo-Doo.
Would you say Dingo was his name-o?
Yeah, Dingo is his name-o.
Was
Did
you his
name-o? Yeah. I told you the story already. I was going to name him Cisco after one of my favorite beaches in Nantucket.
After one of my favorite artists.
Yeah. And then I was on my way home with him in the car, and I just looked at him, and I was like, it's a Dingo. And I got back, and Jill and I had already said we were going to name him Cisco. And I got it, and I was like, I'm sorry, I've been calling him Dingo in the car. And she was like, that's better. And then we just started calling him Dingo.
How long does it take for you to write a sketch to by the time it's on YouTube?
Are they talking about
the
Jake
new
and Muir?
Sketches, I think.
I mean, we don't write them at all.
Yeah, but I guess from writing to it being online.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
2 to 4 weeks?
Right.
Yeah.
Although now the turnaround is getting faster, where I think we recorded one the other day and Jeff like edited it that night.
Yeah, I think that we can. Basically, the workflow is, in an ideal world, is we have scripts 2 weeks before we shoot so we can tweak, give notes, get the final drafts ready.
Yeah.
Then we shoot them, and then one comes out 2 weeks after we shoot, the other one comes out 4 weeks after we shoot. That's like a nice, comfortable flow for everybody.
Right.
But if, in a pinch, we don't have a video, we can write, shoot, edit, post, in theory, in 24 hours.
Right.
It just kind of sucks for everyone.
It's like a day-ish of writing, a day-ish of shooting, and a day-ish of editing.
Yeah.
It's the old three-day-ish technique.
Yeah, but it can be condensed. Riley J. Cohen asks the important question, preferred bean. And don't just say pinto.
Yeah, I don't really have coffee.
A preferred bean? That's good. That's smart. Let's say in a burrito.
Don't sleep on the garbanzo, a.k.a. the hummus bean.
Not in a burrito. I said, let's say in a burrito. You would put a hummus, you would put a fucking chickpea in a burrito?
That's, I guess, in a burrito, I prefer, I don't really like burritos, quite frankly.
It's a little too frank for me.
It's just, they're often too big, and I can't portion my own favorite bites. It's like I'm getting all beans or all meat or all this or all that. It's also very messy.
I do think that they should make burritos smaller and just give you two. You know, like when they cut a burrito in half?
Well, that's why I prefer tacos.
But that's not good enough either because the burrito has all of the stuff inside. I don't like tacos because they're hard to eat. They're messy. They fall apart.
Yeah.
And there's not enough stuff in them. It's just like
a little meat, a little beans.
Yeah. I want the burrito, but
the burrito, you could take a bite and it's all rice.
Yeah,
and that's
what,
not
so
all
I'm saying two burritos,
halves.
Slightly thinner, basically the size, each one the size of a cannoli. Okay.
An egg roll of sorts.
An egg roll. Yes.
A burrito
precisely.
The size of a big egg roll.
Yeah, or a Twinkie.
Those are really small.
Are they really small?
Yeah.
Okay. A burrito the size of a hot dog bun.
Okay.
Two hot dog buns.
Right.
It's because they're slender. They're slender. They're condensed like that. Because you know when you have a big burrito, you can't even.
Yeah.
I think you should be able to bite the whole thing.
You should really put the entire hog into your mouth. You shouldn't be like the side, the corner, the piece, the edge.
Right. Exactly.
You should get a piece that's whole sour cream.
Yeah. Exactly. I think each bite should have.
I prefer a breakfast burrito.
Breakfast burritos are great. I'm not quite done because I have a point to make. I think when you take a bite of the burrito, it should have everything you asked for in each bite.
But that's impossible.
So it's not impossible. Not if you have the Slender Man's burrito.
But then you have to have like almost like a sushi roll, like one layer of rice, one layer of beans, one layer
yes.
of this.
And it's not that hard if you make them slender enough.
That's never happened before.
It's never happened before.
I've never seen.
Don't say that it can't be done.
Concentric circles.
It's never happened before, but it's not. But it's not that it can't be done.
The perfect bite in a burrito. So where
every,
you slice it. It almost is like a sushi roll.
Yeah, you can do it when it's more slender. You've got the rice. You've got the. Excuse me. Don't zone out.
Police my attitude. If I'm gonna have to sit here and listen, you can't tell me. Not to zone out. I feel you becoming disinterested in the answer.
Right. I'm explaining what's in the burrito.
I know what's in it. The rice, the beans, the meat.
Yes, the cheese.
Guacamole, cheese, sour cream.
Yes,
salsa,
precisely.
Potentially.
Salsa, potentially salsa, definitely. Don't look at your phone. Where else do you have to be? What else do you have to do besides listen to my burrito
answer
idea?
More
my
questions.
Slender burrito idea.
Absolutely answer more questions.
Fine, we can move on.
How does the pinch feel about Blink 182 getting back together? Are you going to a show? We kind of talked about this last week, but
yeah, I'm amped. I hadn't heard their new song Edging. Murph showed it to me last night. He was like, "Have you heard their new song?" And I was like, "No." He's like, "I think it kind of sucks." And he's like, "Don't let me yuck your yum. Don't let me, you know, color your attitude on it." And then I listened to it and I was like, I fucking love it.
Oh, you loved it.
I do love it. I think it's so. I just like that they're not necessarily trying to do anything new. Yeah. It's a throwback. Yeah, it is kind of a throwback. The lyrics are really dumb. I mean, it's just still them, which I really like. And I will definitely be going to a show. I don't know where yet. I'm hoping that there's like a NADPOD show in the UK around the same time. I would love to go to a Blink show in London.
Just send the their routing to Andrew Russell and then
our touring agent.
Pick 8 spots and then we'll match them city for city. But then you can't go to the shows.
Right. We'd have to stagger it a little bit. They're definitely doing, they're probably doing bigger venues than me, right? I feel like I don't know if I ever played for 40,000 people.
You have not.
Right. I would.
You don't know
that.
If you have.
I'm saying I would remember that.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Because you would have sold 3% of it and it would have been one of the worst days of your life.
Asshole.
72 Steak Rose Roxy asks, have you ever been to Lithuania?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could point out where it is on a map.
It's got to be Europe at least.
And is it closer to Finland or Estonia?
I would say it's closer to Estonia. I would say it's where I think Croatia is actually Lithuania.
I think it's a little, it's
Eastern Europe. It has to be.
Yeah, it's
the
Eastern
Balkans.
It's near Belarus, I'm going to say. Yeah.
There are a lot of basketball players from there.
From
Lithuania?
Yeah.
Latvia, Lithuania, Serbia, Slovenia.
Oh, God. All of these places. Yeah, so these are all north of the Czech Republic, right?
Definitely north of Africa, and I want to say north of South Africa.
Right, and east of America for Sheezy.
South of the North Pole.
All right, let's pull it up on the map. How can we
gamify this?
Yeah. We're going to have to say...
I could find the map and you guys guess.
Yeah. Okay. But, all right, so we have to guess... I don't know how
we need
guess.
An outline of Europe, a right. map of the outline of Europe.
Yeah. Can you pull up an outline of Europe on this map with no borders?
No borders.
Yeah,
we
no
need
borders.
The borders. We need to see what outline of the country is which one.
And we have to say which one is Lithuania.
Yeah. But it won't say the names of the countries.
Right.
Otherwise, it's just like a giant mass of land and we just have to sort of point and guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But then we won't even know. How
Fine.
Can we possibly?
Not a non-labeled European map.
Yeah, almost like okay. a quiz map.
Yeah. Shouldn't be an issue.
Until then, we just have to vamp. That's easy.
Yeah.
That's what we're known for.
Let me talk a little bit more about this burrito plan that I have.
Really? Yeah. The problem is the name Sushirito is taken by sushi burritos.
Yeah, right.
But you want the style of a sushi, not necessarily the substance of one.
Yeah, exactly.
What are your thoughts on hand rolls when it comes to sushi?
I don't like it because I don't think that the seaweed breaks apart as cleanly as you need it to. For right. you to be able to eat that cleanly.
Yeah.
I feel like too often I'm like eating the hand roll, pulling along a big piece of seaweed out, also like drizzling soy sauce through the bottom of the cone.
Yeah, it doesn't have the structural integrity.
I feel like what I like about sushi is just how like clean it is.
Bite
you have
size.
The sticks, you can make yourself a perfect bite, put it in your mouth. It's not really that fun to me to like.
Sushis are the tacos, which is why I prefer them to the hand rolls, which are the burrito.
I don't think that's true.
I actually am 100% certain it is true.
No,
because
it's
if
not.
You think about the size, the girth of the hand
yeah.
roll,
if you think
it
about
mirrors
the size of
very
it,
closely the burrito.
I think a hand roll actually appears more of a size of a taco, and there's not really an equivalent of a burrito in sushi. If anything, the sushi is more the size. And the style of a chip, of a
this
nacho. All right.
So we got Portugal, Spain.
No problem so
obviously.
Far. Then we have France.
Oh, everyone knows that.
Then you got Italy.
Yep. Italy right
Italy
there.
With the boot. You got Switzerland. Easy
and then
peasy.
All this shit is what I don't know.
Yeah. Well.
So I bet Lithuania is
there's
one
Denmark, of- Norway,
yeah.
Sweden.
Yeah.
You got to believe that this... ish is Germany.
The big one.
Yeah. Or no, wait, that's Germany. That's Switzerland.
Then there's like Luxembourg or Belgium or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's point to the one you think is Lithuania and I'll do the same. And would you be able to tell us which one is which? Oh, you know?
Okay.
Clementine is our super geography producer today. She'll be able to let us know.
Okay.
If we're correct.
Lithuania. I'm going to go ahead and say... this one.
Okay, that pink one.
Tiny little pink landlocked guy.
I have a different guess, but right off the bat, can we let us know if that is actually Lithuania or something else?
You want to know if he's wrong or not before?
Yeah.
Jake is wrong.
Okay, what is that country?
No. Excuse me.
I'm curious.
You can't fucking. If you hear what that is.
She's going to say Belarus. That's not going to help me.
It might.
Estonia.
It absolutely might. She's not going to tell you what it is.
What about after my guess?
After your guess.
Let's go this little pink guy right there, Lithuania.
So Jake picked Slovakia and Amir picked Slovenia.
Wow.
Okay.
So, sort of matching. Similar.
Okay. Well then,
would you
Lithuania.
Like a hint?
No, I don't want a hint because I actually know which one it is. I was just trying to fuck with you guys. The green country.
That's big.
Right there.
That's Hungary.
I know it's Hungary.
And I'm hungry. That's why I'm fucking
Go ahead.
Confused.
It's too big. It was too big. I shouldn't have guessed that.
This is a crazy guess, but I want to say it's this ocean.
No.
There's no way, right?
Yeah, no way. That counts as your guess, that joke.
Let's go.
Tiny.
This green.
Oh, the green?
Little green, oh. On the water. One time.
Little green, oh, is... that's... Wait.
Little green, oh, on the water.
Oh, yeah, that's like Serbia and then Montenegro.
Okay, Serbia.
Yeah, I knew that was fucking Serbia.
I'm in the area, though. This is where all the good basketball players come from. Luka is from Slovenia. Jokic is from Serbia.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, then I'll do landlocked country right here.
The yellow. Yellow landlocked.
That one is... It says F-Y-R-O-M. What does that mean?
I don't know. It's Fjarm.
Fjarm.
It's Fjarm.
I know Fjarm is close to Lithuania.
Let's see a different map.
That's actually a Lithuanian for Lithuania. What is this one? This is just a real shrimp potpourri.
I think that's Greece.
No. Is it? Okay. I'm going to go. Did we get a confirmation on Fjarm?
Fjarm is... Oh, Macedonia.
Of course.
Macedonia.
Let's go to the left of Macedonia, that one by the ocean.
Albania.
Albania, of course.
Mm.
I think our bulk in geography is lacking. What if it's like here? We're just like splitting hairs guessing.
Unfortunately, you guys aren't in the Balkans.
Oh, we're not even close.
No.
Wow. Well, the Balkans are north. That's Lithuania up here.
Holy shit.
Which one?
That orange?
Orange guy.
That is Estonia.
So we're close.
We're really close.
Much warmer now.
Interesting. What about this small little pink one that looks like Oregon? We were so far away.
It's not labeled on this map, but you know what? We're going to look at another map.
Okay.
And it is part of Russia.
Part of Russia. Unbelievable. They've already annexed it.
Okay. This one. Final answer.
Which one? That is Lithuania.
Yes!
You shouldn't be proud of what just happened.
Do you want to know what my hint was going to be?
What?
I was going to say it's the same color as Sweden on this map.
Oh, that's good.
That would have helped.
Real life, it's the same color as Sweden. That's how you know it's Lithuania.
It's kind of like
a greenish
brown.
Just like all the way here, and it's actually up there.
I know.
You know because Clementine told us.
She didn't tell us. I guess which one it was. I guess which one it was.
Did I guess?
Yeah.
You didn't guess which one it was.
I did. Yeah.
You guessed.
I won.
And now I know.
Yeah, I won, right? Good game, man. Who's the winner?
I didn't actually get to match it.
You can't match
the map
it.
Back.
Obviously, you can't match it.
You got an extra guess.
I didn't get an extra guess.
You went first.
Yeah.
You went first. You got the extra guess.
Oh, my God. You're so petty. You're so petty.
Of course you got it right. It
wasn't a game of skill. I guessed first. I guessed right.
You got six chances. I got five.
Yeah.
You honestly weren't close.
I was close. My first guess was actually closer. You're the one that drew us south. You drew us south.
We're lost. We ended up in Albania.
Let's play again. Hungary, which I already know where it is.
You think you can name all the states?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
I think I can stump Jake if we can get a similar USA map.
Really?
Yeah. I think I can stump you. There's a few stumpers in there.
Yeah, I bet I...
There's a few in the middle that are just squares.
Yep, I know those ones.
Yeah?
You're talking about Colorado?
Fuck.
Talking about Arizona?
Actually, one of them is technically Lithuania. All right, I hope you guys are watching because this is a very visual episode.
Yeah, this is riveting stuff.
We're pointing at a map on the screen.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big geography buff in just that I want to be a geography buff. But
you
don't
actually go through the motions of learning stuff.
No, I'm interested in geography, but I can't really retain any of it.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
Great map. All right. Let's start with the...
I already don't know a lot of these.
Yeah.
Just looking at
just
this
an
map.
Easy-ish one.
Yeah. I'm scared. Yeah. And I know that that is... Obviously, it's going to be Kentucky.
That is Kentucky. I know that one.
Okay.
I mean, there's no way you know that, right?
Yeah. Amir is pointing to a country in the dead-ass center. State in the dead-ass center.
It goes California, Nevada, Utah, whatever this is, and then one more.
Right. So Utah is, I believe the next one is, it's Colorado, then Kansas.
So which one are these?
What's above Kansas? God damn, it's not going to be...
might be Kansas, but it might not be too.
I don't think it is. I think it's Nebraska.
Correct.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. This is Nebraska?
Correct.
All right, above Nebraska.
Above Nebraska is South Dakota.
Correct.
He's got it so far. What about...
Mississippi.
That's right. What about... That's right.
Indiana.
That's right.
I think it's obvious that I know all of them now.
There's no need for me to even point to this one.
Fuck! That was the one I really didn't want you to point to. That was the one... that I really didn't watch. And I think...
It's two above Louisiana.
It's Missouri.
Correct.
I thought this is Missouri. What is this one?
Arkansas.
Wow. Thank God you told us that. Because if you had pointed to that one, I wouldn't have known. But I got Missouri.
I think those are the hard ones, right?
Those are the hard ones.
Anyone else? Anything else that's just sort of confusing? Do you know this one?
West Virginia.
Yeah, that one kind of looks like a turkey.
Yeah. I mean, I fucking aced this.
Yeah.
I know all the other ones now.
I'm trying to find...
Where is Wyoming?
Oh, yeah. Point to Wyoming.
Oh, that's not right. I think that's not fair. But it is... it's...
Square guy.
Correct.
You got it, folks.
He Capital of Wyoming? Got it. Cheyenne.
For the win.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One last one just to, for the cultures. Which one's Vermont and which one's New Hampshire?
Okay. I will say that this is changing the game a little bit.
Yeah.
But we've got New York. Uh-huh. Bordering New York is Vermont. And then touching the ocean is New Hampshire.
That's right.
The capitals being Albany, Montpelier, and Concord.
That's correct.
That is correct. Isn't it correct? And I also knew which one was Lithuania. You piece of shit.
There's no way you knew which one was Lithuania.
I did know which one was Lithuania.
You
did
pointed
I
to Estonia.
It?
You pointed Lithuania. To something called Fjorm at one Lithuania. Point.
You pointed to the ocean.
Laotian. All right, let's take a break. More sponsors and then more questions after these messages.
Right on.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show. How'd you like to have the best night's sleep of your life? Nothing more important than good sleep. And if you're on a really old mattress, it might be time to upgrade. And there's no better time because Helix is one of the best mattresses in the world. And they're offering our listeners a coupon code. So you can get a great mattress for an affordable price ASAP. They have 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Luxe Collection and Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers. So all you got to do is go there, you fill out a quick quiz, and you basically say, this is how I sleep, this is what I'd prefer, and they match you and your sleep preferences with a perfect mattress that's designed just for the way you are. And there's models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. There's more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support and stomach, for back and sleeping positions. Basically, they have everything you need, regardless of how you sleep. And the best way to do it is to go to helixsleep.com/ifiwereyou for 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. So again, that's helixsleep.com/ifiwereyou, and they're offering 20% off their mattress orders. And then they'll also throw in 2 free pillows. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. So if your mattress is very old, dusty, and it's starting to cave in on itself, and you're waking up and you don't feel very restored, or your back hurts or your side hurts, upgrade your shit with Helix. Better sleep starts now. Thank you, Helix. Thank you to Athletic Greens for sponsoring this episode of our program. I gave AG1 a try because I wanted to feel better, healthier, faster, stronger, and I didn't like taking pills and doing all that stuff. So AG1 is perfect for me because it's just this powder that you add to water. You could take it first thing in the morning, before or after a workout. It tastes good. And in addition to it tasting good, it's giving you all these things you need, like 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality that do give you a major benefit, like gut and mood support, boosted energy, and yes, even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. People have been complimenting my nails left and right since I started taking AG1, and now I know why. It's probably because of the adaptogens, but even if it didn't make me feel so good, honestly, it just tastes good. So you're getting it in the mouth, and then you're getting it throughout the rest of your body too. So it's a real win-win. And if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D. That's important too, because everybody's always low on vitamin D. I don't understand how that works. You get blood results and it's always, yeah, you're low on vitamin D, but everyone's low on vitamin D. Okay, so why don't you just expand the range of what's normal for vitamin D? If everybody's low on vitamin D, isn't that the new average? Anyway, you also get 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So just go to athleticgreens.com/ifiwereyou. That's athleticgreens.com/ifiwereyou to check them out. Treat your body right. And add a fun, delicious thing to your daily routine. That's Athletic Greens. Thank you, athleticgreens.com/ifireyou.
And we're back. How about pulling up a map of Africa?
No! No, there's no way.
Yeah?
There's hundreds of nations in there. I don't know, like, more than three of them.
Okay.
Don't do that. But that one's Chad, Liberia. Besides, if I were you, asks Extro94, what are your favorite shows to record?
Ooh.
Just to record.
I think, so I mean, I always have a ton of fun going on Hollywood Handbook whenever we, or what's the other show? No.
Oh, Flagrant Ones?
Flagrant Ones, yeah. When we go on Flagrant Ones, basically anytime we're with those guys, I think it's incredible.
I was going to say the HeadGum Podcast.
I wouldn't know because Jeff is incapable of scheduling it more than 24 hours in advance. I haven't been able to do it in months. Because I'll just get a frantic text the day before we have to record.
Are you available tomorrow
at
2?
Right. It's just like, no, I can't do that.
Yeah. What about the pit wall? Do you like that one? The F1 podcast?
Yeah, the F1 podcast. That one's great. That one's great. But I was trying to give like an honest answer.
Yeah. No, for sure. And we appreciate the candor. Jake, now that you're married, how do you deal with your demons? Did they suddenly disappear? Says William Casson.
What demons?
Like, I guess anything that was... taunting/torturing you as a single person.
Like I guess I remember I had like a low sense of self-worth when I was single.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like a monster and
a party animal.
Right.
Are you less of a party animal now?
I think I still am a little bit of a party animal. I'm like definitely less, but I don't know. I think the demons, I guess I just really, I don't know. I'm trying to think like what the real answer is.
Hollywood Handbook, right?
Huh?
Hollywood Handbook?
What do you mean?
The answer.
Yeah, right. Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah.
I think I just grew out of them a little bit. It passed. I met somebody that I care about more. And I started being nicer to myself.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You were mean to yourself before?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was kind of that, you know, when you like drink too much and you wake up and you're like, I'm never drinking again. I'm such an idiot.
Self-loathing.
Yeah, self-loathing. But it was that every single day. And then when you have that low self-esteem, when you like meet somebody, you're like, if they like you, you think that they're dumb.
Yeah.
And then you kind of treat that relationship like it's nothing because you know that it's doomed. So when you think that when you have a better relationship with yourself, I think you can expect more from yourself rather than expecting the bare minimum or expecting you to self-implode.
Do you still have the regret when you're hungover? Like, what?
Yeah,
I do that?
Yeah. I'm not like completely cured of all of my shit. Definitely, but like, I think my demons are less intense now. Now it's more just like, I drank too much. Not like, I drank too much and tried to hook up with somebody I shouldn't have.
Right. So we went from two demons to one on average.
Yeah, definitely.
Jylandorone. See, like these names are so hard to pronounce. That's why the Amir name going for 20K is like,
it's a deal.
Honestly, it's a steal of a deal. It's a steal at thrice the price.
A screaming deal.
What's the last photo you guys sent to each other?
Let's pull it up. We're right here.
A very visual episode. Rewarding.
Aside from screenshots of the questions, it looks like the last one you sent me was, we sent each other a lot of screenshots.
Yeah.
You sent me a photo of Marty's new car or a video. Yeah. A video of Marty pulling away in his new Porsche.
Driving.
Yeah.
I got to ride in that car today.
It's awesome.
It's a real sportster.
We definitely... I sent you a photo of... I bought a surf watch, a Garmin.
Oh, that's right.
And I sent you a photo of that.
I finally got the Garmin.
Yeah. If you're watching the new Jake and Amir episodes, this will make sense.
Why do you always bring up the fact that I lack a Garmin?
You'll press the Garmin issue.
All right, one last one. Let's end with a softball, a quick and easy. Alex Dubre asked, does anything actually matter in this world or is value purely subjective?
Huh.
Basically the meaning of life.
Yeah.
Is it that there's no meaning at all?
I think I've actually thought about this recently because I had a deep conversation with somebody that was kind of like
Armageddon-based.
Huh?
Armageddon-based?
No, it was like on Carnell's birthday. So kind of like a drug-fueled, really super like, honest.
Let's sit down and like, talk about the state
of the
union.
Let's just like fucking
go.
Let's have a heart-to-heart for an hour about the meaning of life. And I think the meaning of life is balance.
Mm. It's not doing anything too extreme.
Yeah, it's not like putting all of your eggs in any one basket and kind of reverting to the mean and like doing, I feel like living your life, if you're like the purpose of life is to like live to the fullest, mm-hmm. then you're not actually taking any time to appreciate downtime or like building the right relationships and stuff like that. So I think there's an ebb and a flow.
The person you were talking to disagree with that or have a different view?
Yeah, she said that you have to live every single day like it's your last.
Yeah.
And I think it was maybe just because I am older that I'm like, well, you don't have to live every single day. Like,
it's nice to sleep a little bit.
Yeah.
I have a sort of love-hate relationship with sleep because sleep feels great when you're tired. Mm-hmm. But then it's like a third of my life is just gone. Should I like set an alarm and wake up earlier every day? Or would that just make the waking hours feel worse?
I think you should set an alarm and wake up earlier.
But I don't want to get interrupted sleep.
Yeah. There are apps that will wake you up.
Naturally.
Aren't there those apps where you're like, I want to get up at 7, but it can be like a 30-minute grace period.
Right, so
you're out of REM. So like, and it's 7:15 instead of 7.
But then you just got to go to sleep early. And then it's like, I'm still getting the same amount of sleep.
I think for what it's worth, like I can be tired at 6 a.m. when I wake up, and I could be tired at 9 a.m. when I wake up. It's very rare that I feel like, okay, I'm fully rested and I'm ready to get up.
So it's like equally morning regardless of when you wake
up. Yeah, when I woke up, I had to wake up to walk the pup last week, and I was planning on, you know, he started rustling around at 6:30, and I was like, okay, I'm going to take him on a walk, and I'm going to go back into bed.
Yeah.
But I went on a walk. I was tired. But I got back and was like, I'm not going to go back to bed now.
Yeah,
it's like 6:45 and I can like start my day.
Yeah.
And I actually really love like doing something for like, you know, going to the gym, going on a bike ride. And then I look at my watch and it's like 9 a.m. still.
Right. That's like great. You could have slept and now you already got your workout done for the day.
Yeah. It feels good.
But sleep feels good too.
It doesn't feel that good.
For me, falling asleep feels great because like when you're drowsy and it's like whatever, time for bed, that's a great feeling. And I fall asleep very quickly.
Yeah.
I'll fall asleep like talking to Avital, like she's having a conversation with me and I pass out.
What time is that usually?
Between 12 and 1.
So why don't you start trying to go to bed earlier?
I don't know.
Going to bed and you're so tired that you're falling asleep mid-conversation, you could probably get into bed at 11.
Yeah.
And, you know, read a book, relax in bed. Then you're going to wake up closer to 7 or 8.
I can't read.
Amazing. I'm so sorry to hear that.
But I'm working on brushing and flossing as much as humanly possible to make up for that.
That's that balance that I talk about, which is the meaning of life.
Yeah. It is hard because you have to you have to pay your bills and also floss. You have to exercise and also volunteer. Almost like there's too much stuff to do.
Yeah, there's a lot. And that's, I think that's again where the balance comes in because
and we don't even have kids. Like that would completely take all the time.
Yeah. You have to have that equilibrium so you have time to do the things that you need to do so you get to do the stuff that you want to do. And as we get older, there are a lot more things that we need to do.
Yeah. Somebody told me yesterday that after 40, your cells die instead of replenish. So it's like you're living for 40 years, then you slowly die for 40 years.
That's amazing. That sucks to know.
Yeah.
I also read, I think it was like, what was it? Maybe like a Yom Kippur sermon or something that Jill sent me.
Wow.
And this rabbi was just talking about, we all have on average 4,000 weeks to live. And it's like, that's...
Don't tell me that, because weeks just fly by.
Weeks fly by. Weeks will go by in a blink of an eye. Like, this week went by fast. Oh, this week went by slow.
Years,
oh, it's already, how's it already September? It's like, no, you have 4,000 weeks, and they make a calendar where you can put in your birthday. It fills in all the bubbles for the weeks that you've already lived, and it shows you how many you have left.
Well, every 2 years is roughly 100 weeks, so it's probably less than 4,000.
Maybe it's how much.
It's like, 100 years is
2,000 then?
Again, our cells are dying at a rate where we can't really keep track.
I'll pull it up after this, but it's something like that.
Yeah. Thousand, like, it's not in the millions.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Time is super limited. Yeah.
I guess it could be 4,000. That's like 80 years.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Right. 4,000. Yeah, that's about right.
Fuck Jesus. You.
And fuck we've already done about 2,000.
Yeah. What a dark episode this turned out to be.
Jesus.
Want to give me your birthday and I found the website.
Really?
Yeah.
August 5th, 1985.
Okay.
How many weeks old we are?
And how many weeks you have left?
Oh, how many? Okay. Of the 4,000.
August 5th, 19 what?
85. Okay. Why don't we just, for the sake of me not being sad, put in 2001?
Make me 18 again.
You will die. You will die in 2,792 weeks.
2,792.
Okay.
That's pretty good. That's giving you a lot of credit.
Yeah.
It's like you're making it way past 80 at that point.
Right.
Let's go January 18th, 1972.
January.
I'm 50.
You should be.
No, 83.
I was like, the math is not mathing.
I'm not dead yet.
Amir, you will die in 2,659 weeks.
Whoa, longer than Jake. That's, I guess they just assumed that I'm, I don't know.
Yeah, they heard about my demons.
No, Jake has more weeks.
I know. I'm just joking / hopeful.
I'll die first.
All right. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for your answers.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed this geographical / philosophical episode of If I Were You.
Right. Very unique.
You can watch them on our YouTube. You can listen to it wherever podcasts are sold. We're also making videos on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. Watching Jake and Amir videos and send theme songs and questions to ifireyoushow@gmail.com.
That's right.
We need questions and we need debates to settle.
Yes. Yes.
So if there's a longstanding debate in one of your lives or a relationship that you're struggling with, please let us know. ifireyoushow@gmail.com.
Right.
Let's hear from Matt Pope again. Let's play that funky music, Matt Pope. Play that funky music, Pope. Lay down the Pope
and play that Matt Pope till you die.
When you Pope.
From College Humor, or from the third Harold and Kumar, and now you're listening to my podcast. I am so gassed to give advice on all that you've asked, and if at points you think I've been crass, take it up with me on Thursday last. On Thursday last, this is her wit. Maybe you're thinking that you might kiss someone who you think could make a fuss, and then they won't be able to trust. You are the fans who make us both a part of your plans. You wear us like an old pair of Vans. We hope that we've been able to transform our lives, and though this counsel's only advice, maybe he's made some of you think twice. Every email's a roll of the dice. Right to assume we can't promise we'll find a way through. After all, we are just two Jew-dudes. Still, it's fun to think, what would we do? What would I do if I were you?
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.